And we're back again. We're back with two gentlemen from the Ottawa County, we have the Park Department here with us, and Phil, you're on the commission, right?
Yes, I'm the commission, and I'm on the Parks Commission.
Okay, so we got everything about parks this one. That's a good day to have it, you know?
Great day.
All right, well, we have some things to talk about here on our topic page, like Pine Creek Park skiing and sledding should be going on right now, right?
Yeah, actually, Pigeon Creek Park. And Pigeon Creek Park is really our focal point for winter sports in our county park system. It's located kind of right in the middle of the county on Stanton Street, and we've got over 400 acres with 10 miles of trails, and we groom 10 miles of trail for cross-country skiers, both classic skiing and the newer skate skiing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really popular spot.
Really?
This is unusual for us. We're very excited because it's unusual that we've had really good snow conditions between the holidays. And we can have as many people come out there between the holidays as we'll have the whole rest of the year because people are together with their families. They've got time off, and they're anxious to get out and do something. So it's just really fun. The conditions are fantastic. We've got a warming house where we have ski rental and food concessions and a nice fireplace and so forth. That will be open from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. From here on through the New Year's weekend.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Should mention, too, it's lit up at night. And then we have lit 3 miles of lit trails, so you can go in until 10 o'clock in the night.
That's pretty good.
Really nice. Really neat.
Because it gets dark about 5:30.
It does. So, and it's only a mile and a half from my house, so that's where I go about every night.
Pretty good.
We've also got lighted sledding hills as well. So,
yes.
Uh-huh.
And those are popular. Not big hills, but, boy, they really pack in. The people there have
kids. Isn't that great?
Fun. Yeah, it's just really fun. People are in such a good mood coming out there. Everybody just has a great time. We wondered at first whether we'd be able to get kids to work there for us, you know, to run that, because it's sort of a hit and miss thing with the weather a lot of times. And we have kids. Everybody wants to work there because the people that come out there are in such a good mood. They're having so much fun. So it's just
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And we added 70 parking spots, so we got more parking. So otherwise, a little trouble on the road there. And did we mention we have rentals there, John? Or did,
yeah, we I did. We've got ski rentals, hundreds of pairs of skis to rent. So
it's a place for all the winter. Whatever you want to do in the wintertime, you can do there.
Yeah, other than skating. It would be nice if we had a skating rink, but for sledding and skiing, we've got you covered.
It's all there. But I think sledding and skating is a great family thing.
You bet. It's a great family place.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And then we have Riley Trails.
Yeah, that's another spot that's popular in the wintertime. We do not groom the trails out there, but it's a very popular ski spot. And so when I say we don't groom, we actually set a track at Pigeon Creek Park for skiers. But people wear a track in at Riley, and it's a good spot to go. That's been we've got 9 miles of trail there, so there's a lot of miles to go. That's a spot where we've made a lot of improvements to the trails in the last year or last 6 months. We've added signs at all the intersections. It used to be the kind of place you go out to, and a lot of folks would get lost because they couldn't figure out the trail system. So we've improved that and made that into a much better spot to go.
Very good. Get your exercise that way.
We've had a little controversy over the last year or two with we've been managing the red pines there, so that means thinning out the red pines.
Yeah.
That's a spot where the trees were planted in plantation style a long time ago and were never thinned and taken care of, and so we've had kind of an unhealthy forest, so we've been thinning it out and want to transition that to a native forest, and that's caused a little controversy because nobody likes to see trees get cut
down. That's true,
but it's really going to make for a healthier forest, and things are going well for us there.
How long have you been on the Parks Department?
26 years.
26 years, my goodness.
Just a little while.
A lot of time out in the woods.
Yeah, well, a lot of time at my desk, mostly.
Me and John have been the longest one on parks. I've been there almost 14 years now. So,
is that right?
So we've seen a lot of things happen. We're talking about that over the years. It's really been a good road we've been on down the parks. So.
Well, people sometimes complain about the money spent on the parks, but it's money we voted for, right?
That's correct. You bet.
Yeah, and there's a lot of benefits to the park system in just a lot of ways. It's you know, the people that use the parks and enjoy it, but it's also the economic boost it gives the community to make this place a higher quality of living and,
right.
and attracting businesses and so forth.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the McIntyre Greens. Oh, we got a call. I think we do. Let's take that call. Good morning, online with our guests.
I'd like to ask those guys, is there a lot more red pine to be cut down there on the Riley Trails? It looks to me like there's, because I live right out that way, and it looks to me like there's a lot of trees that got to come out of there yet. And I was just wondering when that would be, in the spring or summer or what? Thank you.
Well, what we did there was we hired a forester. We had him look over the area, study it pretty hard, and made the decision to thin a third of the red pines.
Mm-hmm.
So a third has been taken out, but in the short term, we don't anticipate taking any more. That frees up, that gets more light in there. It'll help the native trees. We've done some tree planting as well, but in another 10 years or so, we'll reevaluate and possibly do another thinning.
Okay. McIntyre Green Space.
Well, that's one of our newer parks. Of course, that was the former
yeah.
Holland Country Club. And when they went out of business, the County Parks was able to purchase that property with some help from private sources here in the Holland area. And that has been now restored. We had a big EPA grant that helped us with wetland restoration with the idea to improve water quality in the McIntyre watershed. So that part's been done, and we've also spent some money adding trails and parking and improving it. So we've got a really nice spot there, 3 miles of trail. So if skiers, it's not groomed, but skiers are using it for cross-country skiing. It's also got a very popular disc golf course, and the disc golfers, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some disc golfers out there in the wintertime. I mean, those guys they're very committed to their sport, and we've got a beautiful disc golf course there, and It's been surprising to me to see how many disc golfers we have in our
mm-hmm.
community. There's just tons of people that come out for that.
Okay. And then we got something here called the Upper McIntyre Natural Area that goes kind of in with that area, right?
Well, it's upstream a few miles, but it's another effort that has been undertaken to both provide a park area but also restore habitat and have a goal of improving water quality in the McIntyre
mm-hmm.
watershed. So we've restored hundreds of acres of wetlands there. We've got a 612-acre park. If you went up Adams Street or 16th Avenue up to 84th Avenue and then went west to the park, you would find that we've got a nice trailhead there and about 7-8 miles of trail for cross-country skiers, for hiking, chances to see wildlife. It's really quite a beautiful spot. More of a rustic skiing experience. So if you want to go out there, it'd be different than going to groom trails at Pigeon Creek. But some people just like to get out and break trail and explore, and this would be a good spot to do that.
Okay. Well, our listeners have an opportunity here to learn more about our park system, and if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 395-1450, and we're open for business right now. All right.
Could I also mention that at the Upper McIntyre Natural Area, we just had some volunteers from the West Michigan Edge Mountain Biking Association help us build mountain bike trails there. And so these,
really?
And they're really what they call single-track technical trails. So for those hardcore mountain bikers in the community that want a place to go out and try their sport, we've got this ravine system there where we've kind of weaved some trails through the ravines. Very challenging. You wouldn't
mm-hmm.
wouldn't want to go out there unless you knew what you were doing, but it's a really fun experience.
I'd say unless you're in shape.
Unless you're in shape, that would help. Phil could do it. Phil's
yeah, okay. Thanks, yeah.
Because my son was into that a little bit, and it takes a lot of doing to get up those trails, some of those.
Yeah, those mountain bike guys design them to be challenging. And,
yeah.
And I tried it myself, and I'm not a hardcore mountain biker, and it was all I could do to get around that.
Yeah,
trail.
Got a call here. Good morning, you're online with our guests.
Yes, I think the parks are a great thing. The question I have is if the millage should fail some year, whether or not you've got any backup plan for maintaining the parks without that special millage involved. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
Well, that's an excellent question. You know, we did hang on to our fees for the park system, so we have fees at our lakeshore parks, and that provides us some revenue. But there's no question that we need the millage to operate. The board was giving us money that they were giving us originally when the millage first passed towards operations. When we got into hard times, that ended. So we really are reliant on the millage and fees, and we're going to work hard to get that millage passed every 10 years. It's a 10-year millage. Originally, the money was all focused on land acquisition and improvements and a little bit for operations. And as your caller probably suspects, that, you know, and as we planned, the amount of money that we spend on operations has grown over time. So we do need that approved every year.
Okay, that number is 395-1450 if you'd like to give us a call this morning. And we had a call, but they hung up on us, apparently. Talking about parks, Ottawa County Parks, and if you have a question relative to the park system, by all means call us. We have two gentlemen here who are excellent source people for answering most any questions possible about the parks. All right, we do have a call coming in now. Good morning, online with our guest.
Yes, I'd like to have them. I got a question for them. If they're going to set up some kind of a 503 foundation, that someday that park can be self-sustaining. I'd like to have them answer that.
Okay, thank you.
We have been working on that, and we do have it on kind of a plan to get going. That we have a foundation, and we're looking for people that. Specific people in the community that will help us with that foundation. That is in our plan. As a matter of fact, just in the last month, we had a meeting on that, and our administrator, Al Vandenberg, has had good experience with that in Kent County, so we will be working on a foundation, yes, and that will make us more sustainable down the road. So.
Okay. So the park system is pretty well moving along that way.
Absolutely, yep.
And the money keeps coming in from the millage, as long as that happens, why, you can continue. But how long will the property acquisition go on?
Well, what we said was we would you know, shoot towards a goal of about 7,000 acres, working towards our greenways. We're pretty close to our goal, so we're kind of winding down the land acquisition. Still have some park improvements, still have some trails to build, but that is kind of winding down, and of course we need to keep operating. So.
Right. Good morning, online with our guest. Hello. Good morning, online with our guest.
Yeah, I was wondering, is there a park that has a shelter that can be used for a family reunion? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, you got Spring Grove, I know that.
Yeah, we've got a beautiful picnic building out at Spring Grove Park that can be
Jamestown?
Yep, in Jamestown, that can be rented for functions. We've got a couple of nice shelters at Tunnel Park that are popular for
Kirk families. Park, I believe, has a shelter.
Kirk Park has Kirk a shelter. Does. We've got, around the county, we've got a lot of shelters. We've got a number of different types of picnic buildings that can be rented. People can go onto our website, which is miottawa.org, and look at all the different options they have. People can reserve facilities online, or they can just call our office. We've got a nice brochure, too, that has some color pictures and things of all the different types of rental opportunities we have. But we're really proud of all the different facilities we have that are popular for weddings.
I think you should know that if you want to rent one of the parks, you have to get in there right after the first of the year.
Well, actually, it's 1 year in advance. For
1 year in advance.
So it used to be first of the year, and now it's 1 year in advance. So people do call 1 year in advance, too. So.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Hi. If you go to Ottawa County in the government pages and go to Parks and Recreation, they'll give you a whole list of every park that has shelters. And you can get the cost, and you can get the available dates. But let me warn you, if you want anything in the summer, particularly...
Do it now.
Do it now.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you, because I tried this in the middle of the summer last year for a September outing, and I had a terrible time, and I was finally able to rent the New Groningen schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not too big, but if you have a smaller gathering, that's an excellent place, and it's not too expensive.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. And let's take a look at the historic Ottawa Beach parks.
Yeah, I just wanted to...
We mentioned Kirk Park, and
yeah,
there's more. Tunnel Park.
We've got lots of parks, lots of options out there. I wanted to talk about that one briefly because out at historic Ottawa Beach Parks, which are basically the county park properties that are adjacent to Holland State
right.
Park, we've got some about a half a mile on Lake Makatawa, beach on Lake Michigan. But we've got Mount Pisgah, where we've got the beautiful dune stairs that get you up to the big views and the viewing decks. We've got a lot of different options there as we've made improvements out there over the last number of years. And one of the things that we're slated to do this spring, we're hoping anyways, if all of our permits come through, is to complete our waterfront walkway. We've got two sections of waterfront walkway on Lake Makatawa built. We're going to build the middle section that will link everything together this year, and that's going to be a very popular destination, and we'll tie right into the state park so people could park, walk all the way down out onto into the state park, out onto
mm-hmm.
the pier. So excited about that.
Very good. All right. And let's take a look at the Nature Education Center.
Well, that's a facility that was built a few years ago. It's where we have all of our, we have two naturalists full-time and some part-time naturalists that work for the park system, and they do programs all over the park system, but this is kind of their home base,
mm-hmm.
and it's at Hemlock Crossing, which is on the Pigeon River, just a little bit to the west of US 31. And so we've got this beautiful nature education facility there where school groups can go out and have a day-long experience. The public is welcome to come out there and just come in and check out the facility displays, but also there's a lot of programs that are held there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful facility that you know, we're really proud of.
They have a big bird watching window and squirrel watching window, which is kind of neat. They got all feeders out there.
Really?
It's unbelievable how many birds come up. You want a good place to have your coffee in the morning, just sit and watch birds. It's
yeah.
It's real interesting.
Sounds good.
It is.
Watch the eagles. You see eagles once in a while?
They're out there once in a while, yes.
Yeah. I just kind of like to watch eagles.
You bet.
There's something about them that's what a terrific bird, huh?
At our Nature Education Center, as I say, we've got our naturalists. They run a variety of programs throughout the park system. There's too many programs to list right now, all kinds of nature hikes, bird viewing opportunities. But I would encourage your listeners to either go onto our website and look at the options they have. There's also a quarterly newsletter that we have that's free. People can sign up for that. They can either get it emailed or a paper copy mailed to their home. And that's a great way to find out what's going on in the park system. And we've got programs for people of all ages. Every Sunday in the winter months, we've got a 2:00 program kind of geared for younger kids and families. And that's, as I say, that starts at 2:00, and that's been very popular.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Yes, I hear you gentlemen are from the park, and I was actually listening to you as I was walking through Riley Trails, and I just got back, and I was wondering, you guys had a bunch of trucks from Indiana out there on pulling all these pipes out of the ground, and I just wondered, why were you pulling all these pipes out, and couldn't you have gotten somebody from Michigan? I'll listen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that had to be through the Road Commission, and had to do with the efforts to, you know, that was an old landfill site there, right in the middle of Riley Trails, which is 300 acres. There's an old 40-acre landfill site that's kind of closed off right now. There's still wells in the ground that are called purge wells that are pumping out water that would be contaminated from the landfill, running it through a treatment plant and cleaning it up. And I would just guess that work that she saw going on through trucks from Indiana would have been related to the purge well. They did some changing over.
Part of the purge wells and the EPA and the DEQ from the state, they regulated a lot of that. So part of that bidding would have gone through that way, too. Mm-hmm. So
mm-hmm. That's really, that aspect of Riley Trails is not through the county park system. So, sorry, I can't give your listeners
okay.
a better answer. But
all right. I got to take a moment out here for Weathers, and the weather is brought to you by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant. New winter feature, pineapple upside-down pancakes. That sounds good. The weather outlook is for, well, we had the winter advisory extended until 12 midnight tonight for Allegan and Ottawa County. It'll be snow showers today, steady temperatures in the mid to upper 20s. And tonight, snow showers, steady temperatures in the mid to upper 20s. And tomorrow, considerable cloudiness with a high of 33. And right now, we're still at 25 degrees in the Tulip City. If you have a question about the parks, this is the time to ask, and we just have about 5 minutes left in the program. We talked a little bit about reservation opportunities, and so it's got to be a year in advance to if you want to use one of the parks.
Yeah, they are popular, and people do need to think ahead if they want to get one of
yeah.
the facilities.
And just call the park office, right?
You can just call the park's office, or you can go online if you're computer savvy and
okay.
reserve it online, but we're happy to take those calls.
Let's talk a little bit about other new projects on the horizon.
One of the things, when I mentioned the Upper Macatawa Natural Area a few minutes ago, I didn't mention is that we have plans and funding in place, help from a big grant through the Michigan Department of Transportation, to extend a paved trail through that site. That the whole property is about maybe 2.5 to 3 miles long, following along the river. So right now there's a bike path that the townships and worked on and funded with help from some grants that runs, it's called the Fred Meyer Kennewa Trail, that runs from Byron Road east into Kent County, or close to Kent County. We're going to pick that up and run it through our Upper Macatawa Natural Area south from Byron Road all the way through our site down to Adam Street and hook up the bike path that the townships have built there. And that's just going to be an exciting project. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be, you know, one of the things that we've dreamed of, the Outdoor Discovery Center, Macatawa Greenway, has dreamed of and been working towards for a number of years, is to have a Greenway Trail, the Macatawa Greenway Trail, following generally along the river connecting to Holland. And this will be a big chunk of that trail put in place next year and really give people a feel for what our vision's been, because this will have bridges over ravines, bridges over the Macatawa River, follow along the river in spots. It'll just be really a nice thing. So that'll be under construction in the spring, probably done mid-summer, late
mm-hmm.
summer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an exciting project.
Good. That sounds good. Well, we covered a great deal of information here about the parks. I hope everybody comes away well-informed. And if you have any questions, of course, you can go to the county site and learn more about the parks anytime, and I'm sure that if you call the office of the parks, they'll be happy to give you a lot of information as well. What's the number up there?
Our number is 738-4810.
738-4810.
That's right.
And that's the number you'd call for reservations. If you want a reservation for one of the parks next summer, you better get on the stick right now.
That's right. I should also mention that at Pigeon Creek Park, we have a hotline number that if people want to call and find out conditions out there and hours or whatever, that's 738-9531. So I'd encourage people, if they have questions about Pigeon Creek Park and the winter activities there, to call that number, 738-9531.
Okay. That's if they're interested in utilizing some of the sports out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, we still have about 2 minutes left here.
Well, I could throw out another project that we're all
excited
right. about right now, and that's called Grand River Ravines. It's not right in the immediate Holland area, but I assure your listeners it would be worth the drive. Right now, it's not a fully developed park, but people can walk in and hike in there. We've got this is just south of GVSU, and we're actually
mm-hmm.
immediately adjacent to Grand Valley on the Grand River. And we've got some of these tremendous big ravines running through the property and tremendous views over the Grand River. So right now you could drive out there off of Fillmore, take 42nd Avenue to the north, and you'll see an entrance to the park just park and hike in there right now. It is a tremendous hiking experience, but we're on track to make some park improvements there in the next year or two that will really make that one of the better county parks in the whole county park system because of the dramatic scenery that we have there. Wouldn't you say, Phil, that's
absolutely.
Just a
huge ravines, really mm-hmm. awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's bald eagles out there you can watch. So.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a nest on the property. In fact, we've got, I think, three nests on different park properties all along the Grand River, and so we've got some good eagle viewing opportunities.
Gentlemen, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being here this morning and telling us all about the Ottawa County Parks.